people have little test kits for their pools. They put water in and they put in drops of things and shake it up and it turns color. This is a flow injection analyzer. Costs a lot more money, looks fancier, but it does exactly the same thing.
Rob Franks is the laboratory manager at the UC Santa Cruz Institute of Marine Sciences. Today he's giving a tutorial to a young protege. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. When third grader Claire Dworsky proposed testing water runoff from San Francisco's soccer fields, her entry won the water quality category of the Kid Science Challenge, our nationwide competition for third to sixth graders. Well, now a number of scientists are working with Claire, supplying her with all the necessary collection gear and lab time. And after collecting more than 100 samples from grass and artificial turf fields, Claire brought the samples to the UC Santa Cruz lab for testing.
It takes a little bit of your sample and it adds to it different chemicals that turn color depending on how much nitrate or phosphate or ammonia or other things are in there.
Nutrients like phosphates and nitrates are used as fertilizers in grass fields, and too much fertilizer can be damaging to the surrounding environment. So why not just test each field manually, one at a time, just like you test the water in a swimming pool?
If you only have 5 or 10 samples, that's a really good way to do it. It's pretty quick. But you've got 110 samples. So with 110 samples, pouring 110 times, adding 110 times, shaking 110 times, and then reading the color 110 times, it's a lot of work. So this does that all for you automatically. That's what you're going to be doing today.
Claire Dworsky and the scientists will be testing for a number of other potential contaminants. And to learn more, visit KidScienceChallenge.com. Pulse of the Planet's Kid Science Challenge is made possible by the National Science Foundation.